Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babies. This is at the beginning of the gospel. At the end of this passage, the Bible mentioned that no one can come to the Father unless God will reveal himself to him. God will reveal himself to him. The same word which was mentioned at the beginning. He said, you reveal yourself to the babies, not to the wise and prudent. And at the end he says, no one can come to me unless the Father will reveal himself to him. So, if you just conclude the both verses, that God will reveal himself to the humble. Babies here means not little children only, but babies here are babies in mind or babies in actions, babies in purity, babies in humbleness. This is what the Bible mentioned here. So God will reveal himself to the humble people. The ones who are thinking that they know everything, they don't need any help, they are wise in their eyes, that the Bible said that these people, God will be hidden to them. They will not see him. You know why? Because their eyes cannot see him, because their eyes are very proudful. The ones who are humble, that God will come to them, will dwell in their life, reveal himself to their hearts, to their minds, dwell in them. And this is actually one of the most important points in our spiritual life. If we humble ourselves, we will see God. God will reveal himself to us. And this is concerning the first verse. And if you go further, more in verse 26, 27, 28, the Bible said, and talk about the entrance, the summary of the whole gospel, the conclusion of every verse. He made it into two commandments. Love your God, love your neighbor. Love your God from all of your strength, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your heart, every power. We have to love him from every power we have. Our mind, our strength, our soul, our heart. That means it has to be everything in our life. And this will never happen unless we found a very strong relationship with him. In the book of Matthew chapter 25, he mentioned at the end that the ones who are on his left side, he said, go away from you, from me, because I do not know you. So here is the core of the problem. If you don't found a very strong relationship with Christ, then we cannot get into that heaven. And founding a relationship with the Lord needs that the Father has to withdraw us, as he mentioned today. God the Father has to withdraw us, to take us to him, to will for us. So we have to ask him day and night. We have to ask the Lord day and night to be in his agenda every single day, to attract us with his word, with his kisses, as the Bible said in the book of Songs of Songs. Every day God has sending to us kisses. That means a grace is sent to every once in a while to you from God, a verse, and a good action, a virtuous person, a righteous person help you. These are the grace of God is sent to you every once in a while. I don't want you to leave these things to the luck or to the chance. No, God wants to found a relationship with you. Do not miss the chance. Take every single chance to thank God for it. Take every single chance to be a reason for you to pray for him, to ask for more graces in your life. Try to make a relationship with Him in your prayer, in your ceaseless prayer. Recite His name all the day. Saint John Climacus said, the name of the Lord, reciting the name of the Lord is the only medicine in life. Reciting the name of the Lord is the only medicine in life. When we say the word of God, when we mention, when we recite the name of Christ all the day, it is like a medicine, will make us whole, will never be in any kind of sadness or any kind of sickness, because He is the healer. So, some items we can follow for founding a relationship with Christ: to love Him from all of our hearts and all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Some of them is, I want you to count every single day the blessings of the Lord in your life. Sometimes you depress yourself with the things you don't have. What you lack, you just focus on it. And it makes you sad and make you upset and make you compare yourself to others. And you never focus on the blessings of the Lord who gave you. Maybe your life, maybe the self-life you live, maybe it will be a dream for someone else. But you don't thank Him for it. Count the blessings of your life every single day. Thank Him for every small little thing, because it's a symbol of trustworthiness. If you thank Him for the small things, then you are really proof to Him that you are a real child for Him, a real son for Him. So count His blessings, thank Him every day and night. Meditate always in His forgiveness. Meditate always in His forgiveness. Can you imagine that you have a free gift of forgiveness? That means you don't pay anything for your sins to be forgiven. You just want to open your heart and to feel sorry for what you said or what you did, and you confess your sins and you repent of it, and you come to the church and to take the blood of Christ, which will erase every single sin you had done. How wonderful is the forgiveness of God, and how wonderful it is to think about His mercy and His compassion. We say in the Tasbihah that your mercy is countless, like the drops of water. Can you imagine how many drops of water in the world? His mercy is more than that. His forgiveness is more than that. So your sins are forgiven. Meditate in that. Thank Him for that. Meditate also in the life you are going there in heaven. Someone said, if you don't think in heaven, most probably you don't go there, because we are busy with what we are, with what our heart's in. We are always busy with what we are. Where is our treasure? Wherever our treasure is, there will be our hearts. So is your treasure in heaven or only on earth? Only in life on earth here? Only on your business, only on your family, on yourself, your work, your studying. Is this the only thing you are busy about? Or heaven is part of your thinking? Is heaven part of your agenda every day? Do you prepare anything for it? Are you doing anything for your heavenly life? Think about heaven. And think about the life of saints, the ones who are lived as heroes here on earth. And they are exceedingly humbled themselves, and they gained the life with Christ. Did you ever think about you yourself being a son of God, a child purchased with His blood, very valuable, the crown of the whole creation? Did you ever think about yourself as the end or the termination of the whole creation? That means you are the crown of the creatures, and He chose you to be son of for Him, and He chose you to be one of His flock. How many are not from His flock, but we are chosen to be one? Think about it, meditate in it, thank Him for it, because we never been worthy to be in this position. He chose us while we are sinners. He is the righteous one, and He chose us while we are sinners. Think about receiving His holy body and blood every time you come here freely. He offers His body and blood freely. He never put any obstacle for you. In the contrary, He is trying to get you with all means, churches, fathers, Bible, sermons, songs, everything can make you close to Him. He made it for you. He's available. Now on the internet, you can download anything you want concerning spiritual life. You never lack anything. Recite His name. Think about His long suffering. His long suffering. How much He bear with you. How much He tolerates your sins. How many times you had promised Him to be a good son and you just put it down. How much you had been unfaithful to Him, and in the same time He was faithful to you. How much you were promised Him not to return back to your sins, and you just break your promises. And He never changed. His love is the same. His promise is the same. His holy body is the same, giving you every time you want and every time you ask. You never come and you lack anything. Think about all of this. Monitor your life, how it's going. Make yourself, for yourself, a curve. Is my spiritual life is getting better or worse? Am I coming closer to the Lord or further far away from Him? Let not 1 hour passes without mentioning His name. Mention His name all the time, all the time. The name of Jesus only, mentioning the name of Jesus is, as John Climaco said, it's a medicine for everyone who needs it. Let not 1 hour passes without mentioning the name of Christ. Ask yourself about every work you do. Is God allow this or not? If God is just beside me, sitting beside me, He will be happy to see me doing this or not. Just consider Him around you all the time. Pope Shenouda said, the fear of God is just come when you are putting yourself in a circle with God in every work you do. If you do this, then you can start relationship with Him. Start relationship with Him. Make a personal relationship with Him. And if you do this, it will be, the love of God is like a drop start in your heart, and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And today you may give very small thing to the Lord, but one day will come, you can offer your whole entire life for Him, as the martyrs did. With pleasant heart, they came and they offered their life without hesitation, that they are looking forward for the city which is not made by human being. The Lord may help us in founding a relationship with Him, because every day comes, it makes us closer to Him. Every day passes to us, It makes eternity closer one day. And every day finished. It should be a day that we know Him more. We came to know Him more in our spiritual and our personal aspect. Unless we do relationship with Him, we will be strangers all of our life. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.